the rest of the story. Jesse Hyatt was an Iowa farmer, and beyond that, a meticulous Quaker. So he noticed promptly that morning in 1872 that one of the trees in his meticulously planted, fastidiously tended orchard, one of the trees was not growing in a nice straight row with the others. Where had it, this unruly seedling, come from? Well, who can know? But it was anomalous to Jesse's own particular grand plan for his orchard, and as such rated a little higher than a weed. So without thinking much about it, the farmer hacked it down. And that would have been that, but the tree came back. Came right back to life, all on its own. Of course, below ground, it had been alive all along, and from those sturdy roots, the tree resprouted. So Farmer Jesse, frustrated by the relentless agricultural irony that if you want something to grow, try to get rid of it, Farmer Jesse, for the second time, cut the tree down. Even tried to yank out some of the root for good measure. Yep. That's right. The tree came back again. Well, this time Jesse just grinned. After he had stood there grinning for a while, the Quaker farmer declared, "If thee must live, thee may." And that is how it happened. How on the superbly plotted, splendidly maintained Peru, Iowa farm of perfectionist Jesse Hyatt, one tree stood alone and utterly out of place in the orchard, as though defying its neighbors to make something of it. And wouldn't you know, Jesse got to liking that standalone tree, and he trimmed it, and he pampered it perhaps a little bit more affectionately than he cared for his better-behaved, intentionally planted plants. And when, after 10 years, the sapling, now grown, produced its very first blossom, Jesse admired it especially, till its petals fell, after which he pressed them in a book. The tree's crop otherwise that year was one solitary piece of fruit, one lonely apple. And yet such an apple as Jesse had never seen. Some sort of bellflower apple, Jesse surmised from its shape and its size. And when at last the farmer plucked the spontaneous hybrid from its limb and took a bite from it, he envisioned in an instant a new mission in his life. For years thereafter, Jesse did all in his power to promote the unique fruit of that unique tree, the Hawkeye. That's what he called it, the Hawkeye. And though he lived to celebrate its success, might he ever have imagined that one day his Hawkeye would become the backbone of the apple industry in the United States, representing roughly 40% of our nation's entire apple crop, that one day his Hawkeye would be hailed as the most important apple grown anywhere. No, it's not called Hawkeye. But once upon a yet unexplained intrusion, there was a renegade apple tree, an ugly duckling that flouted a farmer's nice, neat rows, a stranger in the orchard that begat millions and millions of trees on every continent in the world, whose fruit you know as Red Delicious. Only now you know the rest of the story.